The watchword for this week comes from John chapter 6, verse 47. Jesus said, "Very truly, I tell you, whoever believes has eternal life." Let's reflect on these words as we listen to this morning's prayer. We come today seeking the presence of our Creator and Sustainer.
Come and feed us, gracious Lord and God.
We come today looking for the bread of life that is from heaven.
Come and feed us, gracious Lord and God.
We come today waiting for our spirits to be filled and nourished.
Come and feed us, gracious Lord and God.
Our search is not in vain, for today we truly are in the house of the Lord.
Thanks and praise be to God Almighty, who reigns forever and ever.
Amen. Let's remain standing as we sing our opening hymn, number 529, "Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven."
Thank you.
morning at Christ Moravian Church, and today we'll be celebrating Holy Communion together in recognition of the August 13th festival. So this occasion comes in honor of a historic event many years ago. The community of Moravians at Herrnhut, Germany, were in a time of great conflict and strife. They had been a community for a few years, but things were not going so well in terms of the relationships. Things weren't progressing very smoothly. But after some intervention by the leaders of the community, after some new things were done, there was an occasion where the people at Herrnhut felt the Holy Spirit move among them. They felt that they learned how to love each other, how to live together in community. And this particular occasion helped lay the foundation for the renewal of the Moravian Church at that time. So today, friends, we take communion together in the same spirit, recognizing that, like our ancestors at Herrnhut all those generations ago, sometimes we have disagreements and conflicts in community with each other. But even through that, the Holy Spirit still moves among us, the Holy Spirit still brings us together, and the Holy Spirit still inspires us to do the work of the church. So it is in that spirit that we're gathered today, gathered together today. Before we continue with this special service, I have some announcements to share with you. Today after worship, the leadership board will meet in the fellowship building. Now last week, Music and Worship had to postpone that meeting. It'll be rescheduled soon and we'll meet together. The women's fellowship will have a circle meeting on Monday, August 19th. That'll be at noon in the fellowship building. And then the Finance Committee will meet on Wednesday, August 21st, 5:30 p.m. in the office building. We ask that you please be in prayer for these committees and committee members as they meet and work together. Friends, today is the last day that you can place your daily text pre-orders. If you haven't yet made an order and you would like to, please sign up on the bulletin board in the church hallway. Money is not due until the books arrive in November. And friends, just as a heads up, tomorrow our dear friend Michael Tesh will be returning to the United States to visit us for a few months, and he'll be traveling around from place to place and telling us about the ministries that he and his family have been doing in Kenya. And so I'll probably have some more announcements about Michael soon, and he'll be visiting among us himself, so we will very much look forward to catching up with him soon. The Marvelous Moravians are gathering together in the Fellowship Building at 11 o'clock on Tuesday to enjoy lunch and play some dominoes. All are invited. Please come join us if you are able. It's been a long time since I've played dominoes, so if you're looking for someone up on and dominoes, come and play me. We'll have some fun together. You have until next Sunday to continue donating school supplies for Diggs Latham Elementary School, so please place any donations in those bags outside in the church hallway. Chicken pies will be made the last two Wednesdays in August. Please sign up for your pie order on the bulletin. Friends, I have a brief update concerning the recent extreme weather that we've had in this part of the world. There have been reports from our Moravian brothers and sisters in Florida about damage caused by Hurricane Debbie, including the house of one of the pastors in Florida, the pastor of Sarasota Moravian Fellowship, unfortunately had some flooding in his home, experienced some damage and a lot of loss of property. So please be in prayer for Pastor of Sarasota Fellowship. Please be in prayer for all the folks in Florida that are experiencing damage and hardship as a result of Hurricane Debbie. And also, there are some of our Moravian friends and loved ones in Jamaica that are still recovering from the damage from Hurricane Beryl earlier in the year, too. So if you are willing and able, financial support can be given through the Board of World Mission, moravianmission.org/give. Please keep all of these folks in your prayers. Please be in prayer also for Laura and Tony Hayworth. Laura and Tony came down with COVID-19 earlier this week. They've been at home feeling very sick, so we pray for their recovery and that they begin to feel better as soon as possible. We are very grateful this morning to have Martha playing the piano for us while Laura is out. There will be a few changes for today and for the future due to Laura having COVID. Instead of singing along to the offertory that has the lyrics printed in your bulletin today, we'll listen to the offertory that Martha has prepared for us during that time. Because Laura is out sick, there will be no choir practice tomorrow evening. And just as a heads up, it's possible we may have to reschedule our children's love feast to give Laura and the choir adequate time to prepare. Stay tuned for an announcement about the children's love feast. And friends, just as a reminder, the memorial service for Bruce Ernest will be this Saturday, August the 17th. Begin at 2 o'clock p.m. at Calvary Moravian. And I do also have a sad item of news to share today. Earlier this week, I was able to speak with Sherry Buchanan, and she let me know that her mother, Martha, entered into the more immediate presence of Jesus Christ on Saturday, August the 3rd. Martha Compton passed peacefully in hospice care. She was surrounded by her family and loved ones. There will not be a formal memorial service for Martha. There will be a celebration of life for family and close friends. Please be in prayer for Martha, for Sherry, for all their family and loved ones during this time. Will you join me in prayer? Gracious God, we welcome your presence among us now. God, with the many events going on, both in the church at large, with extreme weather affecting our loved ones and our colleagues, events going on in our personal lives, folks entering into your more immediate presence, folks coming down with serious illness, not feeling themselves, not being able to be here with us in person. These things can bother us greatly, gracious God, and especially so because we feel like we don't have any control over the situation. We feel like we want to help, we want to provide support and care in whatever way we can, but we can feel like there's not much that we can do to help. So in these moments, we turn to you. We ask you for your grace, for your assurance. We ask you to be present with us, move among us as we continue to navigate grief and pain and frustration that our day-to-day lives can bring us. Gracious God, you went through these things through the ministry on earth of your Son, Jesus Christ. You know what we feel, you know what we experience, and you still choose to be close to us. And for that, we give thanks. Ask you to keep doing so for as long as we're here. We pray these things in the name of our risen Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen. Friends, our responsive reading today will be Reconciliation. We'll begin on page 13 of your hymnal. Just as a quick note, we'll only be singing the first verse of the hymns in the liturgy today. Skipping any entirely, but we'll just be doing the first verse of those hymns. So if you're able, I invite you to stand. Let's pray that liturgy to the Lord together this morning. The nations of the earth, even the planets, the stars, and the galaxies are placed by your hand.
Where could we go from your spirit? Where could we flee from your presence? If we go up to the heavens, you are there. If we go down into the caves of the earth or the depths of the sea,
God of all creation, we sing praises to your name. We stand jubilant before your glory, power, and beauty.
God of certainty, God of truth, our confidence is in you and in you alone.
Yet we live in a fallen world, and we are an imperfect people.
Our world is filled with pain and alienation.
We know of illness when body or mind is failing, and the loneliness of spirit it brings.
We know of separation from parent or child, from friend or neighbor, and the emptiness of life it brings.
We know of strangeness in new communities and in changing communities, and the longing it brings.
We know of alienation caused by unemployment or poverty or discrimination, and the pain it brings.
We have become strangers to our relatives and foreigners to our own families.
How can we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? Let our cry for help come to you.
I am a God nearby, says the Lord. Do I not fill heaven and earth? I am the Lord your God. I have called you out from the peoples, and you shall be holy to me.
We declare your praise, the one who has called us out of darkness into your wonderful light. We are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to you.
Gracious God, we humbly confess that we walk in the way indifferent, who depend on their strength alone. We sit among the scornful, who deny the need for your guidance and power. Our hearts are not satisfied with riches, vulnerable to moth and rust and thief. Yet we zealously store up those very treasures. Set our minds on things unseen and eternal, that our emptiness within may be filled. We humbly confess that we fail to welcome the stranger among us. We pass by the neighbor who is hungry and thirsty, naked, sick, and in prison. We sing of your healing power, your unconditional love, but we fail to make our sanctuaries true havens of suffering and exile. Give us the will to be ambassadors for our Savior and faithful stewards of the ministry of reconciliation entrusted to us. Lord, have mercy on us. Without Christ, we were strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, we who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. He is our peace.
We are no longer strangers and aliens, but citizens, saints, and members of the household of God, with Christ himself as the cornerstone.
Therefore, let us together affirm our faith in the triune God.
Please stand.
We believe in the one God,
who has created the land and sea and heavens and all that is in them, who established a world that was good, who gives to us the task of watchful and responsible care over it, who is certainty and truth. We believe in the one God, who in Jesus Christ assumed our humanity and knew our life as child, youth, and adult, who dined with sinners and lived with the homeless, who confronted popular opinion and power, who remained obedient in temptation and suffering, whose triumph was the servant's death and resurrection. We believe in the one God who comes to us as comforter and advocate, who does not leave us as orphans, who brings peace and calms the troubled heart, who bestows gifts for serving, healing, showing compassion, and doing miracles, who alone is the power and the wisdom of our proclamation.
Let us in faith keep our eyes fixed on the promises of God, that we see them and greet them from a distance.
We confess that we are strangers and foreigners on the earth, a people who are seeking our true home.
We desire a better place, that is, a heavenly one. Indeed, God has prepared a city for us.
Let us lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us.
Thank you.
Our first scripture reading for today will come from Psalm chapter 34. We'll be reading verses 1 through 8. I will bless the Lord at all times. The Lord's praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt the Lord's name together. I sought the Lord, and the Lord answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Look to the Lord and be radiant, so your faces shall never be ashamed. This poor soul cried and was heard by the Lord, and was saved from every trouble. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear the Lord and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Happy are those who take refuge in the Lord. May God bless the reading and hearing of God's holy word. Now, friends, will you join me in prayer? Gracious God, how indeed shall we sing your song in a strange land? Day by day we walk in a land that seems alien and unfamiliar to us. We seek a land full of compassion and joy and fellowship and steadfastness and peace. Yet we find ourselves in a land full of strife and pain and frustration and despair. Whether from events in our own personal lives or things that are happening around the world that impact us in some way, gracious God, we move through a strange land. And so we pray for your help in making this land more familiar and suitable. We pray to do the work you have asked us to do so that the kingdom of God may continue to draw near. We pray for your nearness to us to continue always. Give you thanks for the many gifts you have given us. Please grant your grace and peace to us always. In the name of our risen Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. So then let us read from the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verse 35, verses 41 through 51. Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." And the Jews began to complain about him because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." They were saying, "Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus answered them, "Do not complain among yourselves. No one can come to me unless drawn by the Father who sent me, and I will raise that person up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'And they shall all be taught by God.' Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Very truly, I tell you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh."
May God bless the reading and hearing of God's holy word this day.
Our second hymn that we'll sing together is number 785, "Where Charity and Love Prevail." We're only going to sing the first four verses of 785 in your hymnal.
You may remain.
Thank you. Our epistle lesson today comes from the book of Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verses 25 through the 5th chapter, verse 2. So then, putting away all falsehood, let all of us speak the truth to our neighbors, for we are members of one another. Be angry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and do not make room for the devil. Thieves must give up stealing. Rather, let them labor and work honestly with their own hands, so as to have something to share with the needy. Let no evil talk come out of your mouths, but only what is useful for building up, as there is need, so that your words may give grace to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with which you were marked with a seal for the day of redemption. Put away from you all bitterness and wrath and anger and wrangling and slander, together with all malice, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ has forgiven you. Therefore be imitators of God as beloved children, and live in love as Christ has loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. The word of God for the people of God, and thanks be to God. My wife's grandparents, they had an oceanfront home at Holden Beach, and I got to spend a lot of time there when we first started dating and we were newly married. By the time that I was introduced to the beach house, Bob had already joined the church triumphant, and so I only got to know Granny. Granny was a special lady. Sure do miss her. Anyway, one of the things that I loved about that house was its name. You know, every beach house has a name. I don't know why they do that, but every beach house has a name. Hers was named Serendipity. It was one of the first things that I noticed about this place. Granny invited me to come on in my first time there, and she showed me around. And it didn't take long because it was a simple house. It had like an open living room and kitchen, and on each side was a bedroom, a bathroom in the middle, and a bedroom, and that was it. What an awesome place it was. But I asked Granny about this name, because I didn't know what serendipity meant. And I'll never forget what she said. And it may not be Webster's definition of serendipity, but it is totally one that I understood. She said, serendipity is like, you know, when you go to church and you know it's going to be good because you're spending time with the Lord, but then the Holy Spirit shows up and you get blown away by your experience there. That's serendipity. She said, that's what we hope that people will experience here at our beach house. I want people to come here thinking that they're going to have a good time, but then be blown away by their experience that they never saw coming. Indeed, serendipity is exactly the word that I would use to describe the events that took place in Herrnhut in 1727. Whenever I hear the story about the August 13th festival, and how they came to church just one average day and left in awe of their experience. The Holy Spirit took over then, and one by one, all of them were full of serendipity. A service that was just planned to be a regular service ended up being a service of healing, a service of forgiveness, a service of hope, service of love. I think our nation right now could use a little history lesson from the events that took place on August the 13th. Simply stated, the folks at that time that were gathered there in Herrnhut, well, they were from different countries, different villages, different traditions, different customs. And so, as time went on, the more things happened, the more these differences, well, they led to hard feelings. They led to arguments. They led to anger. Tensions were building. And the future for us as Moravians was kind of becoming bleak. People started talking. They started sharing genuine emotion with one another. They actually apologized for things that they had done wrong to each other. They admitted their faults. They had self-accountability for their own actions. As one by one, they all found themselves in total serendipity, and quite possibly actually the longest church service to ever exist. They brought in food, and they ate together, and they sang hymns, and they prayed, and they cried, and they laughed, and they were full of the Holy Spirit. Now here we are, 297 years later, and we're still talking about it. We're gathered together today at the table of the Lord to share in Holy Communion, to honor the things that took place that day, August the 13th of 1727. Prior to that, we were known as the Unitas Fratrum, that is, the unity of the brethren. But because of the powerful things that took place that day, we are now known as Moravians. And it is our duty to those early settlers in Herrnhut, more importantly, to the risen Christ that we currently serve, that we carry on that same tradition. The tradition of faith, the tradition of hope, and of love. And that we live up to our motto that in essentials we remain unified. In non-essentials we have liberty, but in all things we have love. And that we share the good news of Jesus and his amazing grace to those that are around us. If we are ever going to be successful Christians, we are going to have to live a Christ-centered life. We are going to have to commit 100% to the faith that we have in Christ. And we have to live it every day. Well, how do we do that? Our scriptures today, they tell us a lot about it. They tell us how to conduct ourselves. They teach us. They guide us into the way that Christ wants us to live. In our psalm reading, Psalms 34, verses 3 through 5, O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me, delivered me from all of my fears. Look to him and be radiant so that your face may never be ashamed. That is simply to say, God, please let people see you through me. Just as I need you, Lord, they need you. So make me be a light for you. And here again, the words that Paul entrusted and instructs us in Ephesians 4, 25 through 5, 2. So then, putting away all falsehood, let us all speak the truth to our neighbors, for we are members of one another. Be angry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and do not make room for the devil. Thieves must give up stealing. Rather, let them labor so that they have something to share with the needy. Let no evil talk come out of your mouths, but only what is good and useful for building up. As there is need, so that your words may give grace to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with which you were marked with for the day of redemption. Put away from you all bitterness and wrath and anger and wrangling and slander, together with all malice, and be kind to one another. As God in Christ has forgiven you, therefore be imitators of God, as beloved children, and live in love, as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offer and sacrifice to God. If we live our daily lives in this way, we will bear fruit for God. Our lives will reflect the love of Christ and his work within us. We will indeed be carrying on the Moravian way of life. The Moravian way of life is simplistic. It isn't showy. It isn't loud. It isn't obnoxious. It is reverent walk with Christ. It is having a personal relationship with Jesus and simply sharing it with those around us. That's it. But it's exhausting. It will wear you down. It sounds easy enough, right? But it's not. It requires all of your energy, all of your strength. It requires your time. It requires your money. It requires your talents. And it's worth every single bit of it. We get tired. We get hungry. We get thirsty. We get grumpy. This is when we need to feed ourselves with forgiveness and grace. This is when we need to rely on Christ and not ourselves. We must feed on the gift from God, the food from heaven that only he can provide. Jesus says in John in chapter 6, verse 35, he says, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." And then he goes on in 47 and 51 through 51 to say, "Very truly, I tell you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that the one who eats of it will not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." My brothers and sisters, the table is set. The meal is ready. Jesus bids you come and dine. Amen.
We'll begin on page 209. The service for Holy Communion and celebration of the resurrection. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
Amen. Thanks be to God.
Father God, we thank you for the opportunity to come and sit at your table. We thank you for the gift of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that our bodies, that our spirits are fed by the meal that you prepared. We ask this in his holy and precious name.
Thank you.
Christ said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you." By your divine presence, by the holy sacraments, by all the merits of your life, suffering, death, and resurrection.
Bless and comfort us, gracious Lord and God.
Thank you.
Christ said, drink from this, all of you. Do this, whenever you drink of it, in remembrance of me. Christ, the Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world.
Grant to us your peace.
Today.